Hello, church. Great to be here. I'm very thankful for all of you. You have been very encouraging to me, not just for the opportunity to share with you guys, but truly since day one, you know, I guess that's one of the things you notice when you come to a church. You know, the behavior of the believers, right? And that either attract you to say, you know what, I want to be part of this church, or let me see if I Google a different church, right? Because this might not be the one, but we are thankful. We truly feel that we are growing. We are being built, right? This is what I'm going to be sharing on tonight. And that is the will of God, right, for us to be built in his body, so I'm very thankful for all of you, and I just want you guys to join me in a prayer before I share. Father, thank you. We give you all the glory, Father, because we know that the fact that we are saved and our sins have been forgiven is not because we were so smart to choose you, but you chose us, and we rejoice in that hope of our salvation. And we also rejoice being able to share your word with one another, knowing that your scripture says that all scripture is inspired of God with the purpose of building us up for the perfection of the man of God. So thank you, Lord, for this opportunity that I have. And for your glory, Lord, I will share this word in the name of Jesus. Amen. Amen. So I will be sharing on the first letter to the Thessalonians, chapter 5, and verse 11. And it reads, therefore, encourage one another and build one another up, just as you are doing. As I was studying for this, it did call my attention to hear the expression at the end of the verse when it says, when the Apostle Paul told them to build one another up just as you are doing. Right? It let us know that the church was already doing good. They had received the approval of Paul, right? That they were doing great. That would be good to hear, right? If, let's say, the Apostle Paul was to visit here and he said, New Hyde is doing great. New Hyde Park is doing great. So we want to hear those words, right? One thing that came to mind as I was studying this is that Paul did not have the same opinion about the letter that he sent to the Galatians, right? He wasn't too pleased with what was going on there. And he was, the scripture said, in pain to see how they had deviated from the path, from the truth that they were to be practicing. But not in Thessalonica. He has a lot of good things to say about the Thessalonians. And he goes, and as I was studying, I was able to highlight a few of the things that the Thessalonians were doing. In chapter 1 and verse 6, it says, that they were imitators of the Lord in spite of severe suffering. And this is truly a fruit that you can only see in people that have been born again. That if you remain bearing the fruit of Christ, although you are going through either persecution or suffering, because suffering can come in different ways to us, right? You know, just now we're learning of Pastor Doug's sister's husband passing away. That's a painful situation. It's sad, right? But being able to go through these things and yet still see a smile, yet still see the strength and brothers and sisters still encouraging us, although they are going through this pain, this testifies of a born again, a person that has been born again, a Christian that have his roots in Christ. So this is just beautiful to see. the fruit of these believers. See, in Thessalonians, it says in chapter 2, in verse 13, we found that Paul is saying that they have received the word of God. They have not have any issue receiving the instructions of Paul. They were applying it to their life. They didn't took these words of, you know what, this man is just, those are just man words. No, they received it as the word of God. That's why they were bearing the fruit. They were showing the fruit of Christ in their life because they didn't treat the scriptures as just another book. They took it as God's word. So how these things build us up, because that is the focus is, Paul is saying, build one another up, right? So I have come here, and I know we might not necessarily know the details of everyone's sufferings, right? We don't get to hear what sufferings each one of us go through, but I'm sure it hasn't been always easy. Right? It hasn't been always, it's all laughs and there's moments of pain. But yet, I still see you here. You know, I share with some brothers and I'm like, brother, every time I see you, it's like such a joy. Because it's encouraging to see how, although there is might be physical pain, financial issues, hey, there's still a brother there praising God. You know, the brother is still faithful to the Lord. So I haven't heard maybe a preaching from that brother or a teaching that is deep and this and that, but I have seen his faithfulness. I have seen the love, which was one of the things that chapter 3 and verse 6 says. Just a side note, the reason why Paul knew about the testimony of the Thessalonians was because we know that he has sent Timothy, right, to learn of the condition of the church. He sent him to know how they were doing. And the report that Timothy brought back to Paul was, hey, you know, this church is doing great over there. You see love, faith. Who is not going to be edified by a church that shows love? Right? You're like, honey, we got to go back to that church. It's good over there. They receive you good. There's not too many grumpy people, right? We see the fruit of the Spirit, and I definitely believe that this is a characteristic that will always be effective in those who are new visiting us or the world. They're going to know the scripture say by the love that we have towards one another that we are children of God, right? And so chapter 3 and verse 8 says that they were standing firm in the Lord. They weren't indecisive, right? Do I really want to follow Christ? One foot in the world, like they say, and one foot in the church. In Christ, we can't do that. They were people that were firm standing in the Lord. And obviously, it's not like we are super people, right? It's all depending in the power of Christ. If I see that you are faithful congregating, I will not give you so much credit, right? We understand that is the Holy Spirit putting that determination in our heart to say, I will get up and go to church. Although I'm tired, I have this in my heart that I have determined to follow Christ at all times. So I am thankful personally for the testimony I see in the leaders and in the church. In the beginning, when we had the interview with the pastor, I had a question for the pastor. I read in, this is not part of the what I'm sharing, but I had in my heart the question, and I asked him, Pastor, in the book of Hebrews, it tells me that I am to imitate the faith of my pastors. How do I do that? And I genuinely had that question. I want to see how that looks. And he said, just watch me, right? I was like, okay, that seems pretty simple, you know. I thought I would be sitting there and, like, taking notes and, how am I going to do this? And he just told me, watch me. And I said, truly, and until now, I have seen his testimony, his perseverance during his problem with his leg. He was still saying hello, right? Or was he not saying hello to you? He was still saying hello. So that is a blessing to see that although there is these difficulties, their testimony remains. So we feel encouraged, right? Because I might be having issues in my job about anything. I might have a complaint. But I'm like, let me put it on the scale. All right. It seems like the pastor is going through a little bit more difficulty than I, so I could be encouraged to, you know, put that to the side and be like, keep my eyes on Christ. So, yes, it has been very edifying. You know, the testimonies of sisters and brothers that tells me, you know, I was in pain last night, but, you know, wow, I still see the sister here. I still see the brother here. So these brothers here in chapter 1 and verse 6, going back a little bit there, it says that imitators of the Lord in spite of severe suffering. That word severe doesn't say that it was just a light thing. It's severe suffering. And I believe the Apostle Paul is able to rejoice greatly in this testimony because he's like, that fruit can only come from people that have truly been born again, right? Because if we are to imitate the Lord, okay, well, the Lord truly went through a lot of pain and he was faithful. Paul himself knows that those who remain, although there is difficulties, is because truly they have been born again. It's only the work of Christ that would allow us to remain persevering and still bearing this fruit of joy. And one thing that caught my attention was that Timothy said to Paul, they miss you, for lack of a better word, right? They want to see you. So in spite of severe suffering, they're still thinking about Paul and the rest of the brothers because they love you. That's truly love. So if we don't see a brother or a sister for a couple of days or weeks and we don't think about it, right, that could be questionable. But I'm like, honey, you notice that the sister wasn't there yet, wasn't there at the service. Let's pray about it. Because that will show that we care for our brothers and sisters. Because it's a fruit of being a born-again Christian, that we imitate Christ. So I'm sure that Paul was very joyful to hear their testimony. You know, whenever Chad, well, God willing, gets to go to these places and leave leaders there who are going to be preaching the gospel, and he hears this church is doing well, right? That's going to cause in his heart a lot of joy because he know that his work is not going to be in vain. It's going to be a cause of joy. We're seeing God at work. 3 John chapter 1 and verse 3, John said, I have no greater joy, right, but to hear that my children are walking in the truth. So these people work hard. When we see the troubles, the trips of Paul going to these different places, he didn't have an easy time going and preaching, but when he hears the fruit, he is able to rejoice. And one thing I want to say is that the responsibility of building is not only the leaders, right? Not only the pastors, not only the elders, but as a church, as a body in Christ, we all have this responsibility, and it's to build one another. One thing I wanted to touch on is in Nehemiah, just real quick, I want to say that they were literally building a wall, right? They were building the city. They were building this wall of protection around Jerusalem. And they also faced difficulty. There was enemies back then resisting, not happy that Nehemiah and the Judah was determined to build these walls. The walls were necessary, right? These years ago, in these old times, they will build this wall around the city, this protection for safety. But it wasn't only the leaders getting up and building, but also says that Judah, all Judah was also building the walls of the city. Because we all need to cooperate in this journey, right? In this building one another. And I just wanted to share on Nehemiah chapter 4 and verse 1. It says, "Now when Sanballat heard that we were building the wall, he was angry and greatly enraged, and he jeered against the Jews." Now, because of his anger, was he able to stop the work of God? Right? Because this is not our own strength. It's not the strategies of the pastors that are making this happening. It's the work of God. Nobody that has rose against the plan of the Lord has ever prospered. And these things are an encouragement for us. There is no weapon, it says on Matthew chapter 16, verse 18. The Lord said to Peter, "And I tell you, you are Peter, and on this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prosper against it." So we can trust, right? We know that we have the victory in Christ, as the book of Romans tells us, that in Christ we are more than conquerors. Yes, there is pain. Yes, there is difficulties. But we will go through it in the name of the Lord. So I hope this has been an encouragement for each one of you. And I have been, like I say, not just through the sermons, but the testimony, your patience, your love. So I thank you all, and God bless you.